Okay, we get into Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Mem Zayin, and we get back to a theme that we've discussed three times already in the Sefer, and that is a nevuah about the nation of Bavel. We had this, if you're keeping track, back in Perek Yud Gimel, Perek Yud Dalet, Perek Chaf Aleph, and now Perek Mem Zayin. The reason that the downfall of Bavel is repeated over and over again is because, as we've mentioned, whenever there is a prophecy about other nations, A, it could be that the other nations are going to hear about the prophecy and have the ability and possibility to listen to the prophecy and trust the prophecy, or it's more about us, it's to give us chizuk. And even through the terrible, terrible rishus of Bavel and what they did to us during the Churban Bayis Rishon and all the related activities, so there's going to become a time where they will get their end. Yeshayahu HaNavi says, and this obviously is the message for us in our time and every time, that the nations of the world that torture us and hurt us and cause us to suffer, they will meet their demise at some point in the future. So says the Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Mem Zayin, Ridi Ushvi Al Afar, Besulas Bas Bavel. Go sit down on the ground, Besulas Bas Bavel. And keep in mind, remember, Yeshayahu said this nevuah even before Bavel was on the scene at all. Decades before Bavel was known as any country, he's already talking about the downfall of Bavel. So go sit on the floor, Besulas Bas Bavel. Why is it called, Bavel called it Besula here, says the Radak, because she's never been violated by any other person, by any other man, so to speak. So Shalta Yad Adam Aleha. So now there's going to be Shlitas Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cause her to go down. Redi Yishvi Alafar Besulas Bas Bavel. Shvi La'aretz Ein Kisei Bas Kastim. There's no chair. You're going to have to go on the floor. A symbol of Avelos of mourning. Kilo tosifi yikri ilach racha va'anuga. You will never be called again delicate va'anuga. Kchi rechayim v'tach likema. Go on the floor and start grinding. Right? A lowly task that was done by the lower strata of society. Galit samate cheshpi shofel. Galishok ivri naharos. They're forecasting that the bubble is going to go into exile and they're going to have to remove. They're not even going to have clothes to wear. They're going to, the head coverings that women used to wear, galit samatech, your forehead, your temple is going to be revealed, right? The Mesudas David says, derech hanashim hamechubados lechasos peneyem b'masveh. They used to hide their hair, their faces, and no, you're going to be totally open. Cheshbi shofel gali shok, your legs are going to be showing. Ivri naharos, you're going to have to go through rivers. Tigol arvaseich gam teirach arvaseich, your nakedness will be visible to all. You will be shamed. Nakam ekach, I will be taking revenge. Velo efka adam. What does that last phrase mean? Velo efka adam. Radak says, I will not accept anybody's prayers or tefillah on your behalf. Arashi says, I'm going to do it myself. I'm not going to send anybody or any power to do it. I'm going to do it myself. Like anivelo malach, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to take the revenge from you. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take revenge, Linakam, as Chazal understand. The Gemara in Brachas does learn out the halachic section of today's shir, a halacha from this halacha, of Gali Shok Ivri Naharos. The Gemara in Brachas tells us that there are four items that are considered erva. Says the Gemara, Shok Beisha Erva, Kol Beisha Erva, Seir Beisha Erva, and Tefach Beisha Erva. Different items. The hair of a woman and the voice of a woman, but the one that's important for us today is Shok Beisha Erva. The thigh of a woman is called an erva. Where do you know that from? Our Pasuk. Gali Shok Ivri Naharos, reveal the Shok, and the next Pasuk says, Tigal Erva Seich, the Gam Teira Echer Pasuch. So the Shok is called the erva. So the question is, Machlokas Aposkim, what is the Shok? What part of a woman's leg, you know, some part of a woman's leg, but what is called the shok? So that is a major machlokas. Most assume, the Mishnah Brura assumes in Simen Ayin Hey, where this is quoted, the first time where this is a poor in Lamaisa is quoted in Simen Ayin Hey in Hilchos Kriyashma, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Tefach Magula Beisha, Bimakam Shadaka Lachasoso, a tefach that is open on a woman's body, in a place that it's supposed to be covered, Afilu Hi Ishto, Asur Likros Kriyashma Kenegda, even one's wife, where there was no Isser of looking at one's wife's erva in terms of this halacha of a shok, so then asur likros, but you still can't say kriyashma Kenegda. The Mishnah Berurah here quotes from the Achron, and what is a shok? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadam and others that a shok is the bottom part of the leg, under the knee. For the upper part of the leg, including the knee, is called the shok, and that has to be, and that's erva. That needs to be covered at all times. Under the knee is not called shok, and that's not erva. Parsus regel ad hashok, vuan makom shenikra ni, belashan ashkenaz, bevakom shedarkan lelich yachav mutter likros kenegda. If it's below the knee, where there is a minog to have that revealed, kivach arago behen eno baladei hirhors. That's what he quotes. Under the knee is minog amakom. Through the knee has to be covered, obviously, in all positions. That is the shita of the Mishnah Berurah and others. The Chazonish argues. The Chazonish assumes that above the knee is called yarech, the thigh, and below the knee is called shok, and he says even below the knee, that's why those communities who follow the Chazon Ish hold even below the knee is not totally on minhag. It's not totally on minhag. Just like other areas of erva, it doesn't matter on minhag. If certain people dress very unsneasily against halacha, so there's, oh, that's the minhag. No, certain areas of the body, there's no, minhag is not relevant. It's only beyond the ikur din of erva. That's where there is the question of minhag. So according to the Mishnah Berurah and others, below the knee is totally on minhag. The Chazon Ish says no. Below the knee is also called Erev. Vai shok nira, this is in Chazonish Arachayim, Simin Tezayin Osches. Vai shok nira dehu perak hatachton, me'arkuba ad kafa akev. Gemara doesn't have to tell us that. That's obvious. And therefore, that is the halacha. Then he has the Chazonish has a suffix. What about arms? Do we say the parallel with the arms, below the elbow? Is that the same as below the knee? That he has a question about. That's the question. Okay, either way, that's a halacha that is learned out from these psukim in Yeshayahu. We continue now. Says the parak. So we have one pasuk stuck here in the middle. Yeshayahu sticks in the middle in the discussion of Bavel and how Bavel is going to be downtrodden and destroyed. We have one pasuk that tells us, oh, by the way, why is Hashem doing this? The pasuk that we say before Shemona Esrei, Go Aleinu Hashem Tzvakos Shemo Kedosh Yisrael. Hashem is our Savior, our Redeemer, Kedosh Yisrael. Yeshayahu throws that in to make sure that we realize who is behind this whole discussion. But now we get back to Bavel. Shvi dumam uvoi bachoshech, bas kasdim. Sit in silence and go in darkness, bas kasdim. Ki lo tosifi yikru ulach, giveret mamlachos. You will never again be called the giveret, the one that the matriarch and the princess of mamlachos. Right, is that, what does Yeshayahu say? It'll never happen again. Only a divine author could prophesize and promise that a certain nation will never come back to be a force on the world scene. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Lo tosifi yikrulach. You'll never be called Giveret Mamlachos, the mistress of the Mamlachos. Katzafti alami. Let me explain, says Hashem. I got angry at my people. Chilalti nachlasi. I had to be mechalel. I had to desecrate my nachla. I had to send them into galus. Vo'etnein biyadech. I gave them to you, Bavel. Balo samt lahem ramim. But you did not show them any rachmanis. Al zakenich badta ulech ma'ot. Let's talk about each of those phrases. First, lo samt alahem rachamim. You did not show rachamim to them. This relates to a thought that we've had a number of times already in the Sefer. The Ramban and the Rambam discussed this, and that is, if it was already forecast in Bris Ben Abasarim that the Mitzriim were going to subjugate the Jews, so why were they punished? Why do we say V'yacharkein Dan Anochi? Right? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to judge them after what happens? So as we know, Ramban writes here on the pasuk of Vagames Hagoya Sheyavodu Dona Nochi Perak Tezva Pasuk Lat Yudalid. He goes to Ramban. The Ramban discusses Nilchus Shuva. The Ramban says, "If it was already forecast, why is he punished? Because it didn't say Mitzriim in there. It just said in an Aristotle Lahem, and it also didn't say any specific person. Every single individual could have said, no, I'm not going to do it.' That's the Rambam Shita. Lefisha lo gazar alish yadua v'kal osam hamarim liyisrael eila lo ratza kol echad mehem arshus biyado lefisha lo nizar alish yadua." The Rambam doesn't like that for various reasons, including if God forecasts and prophesies something, you should jump to do it. You should want to fulfill the nevuah. Why wouldn't you? So says the Ramban, and this is what the Ravid also says on the Rambam, no, v'davar baruhu, it's baruhu. What the answer? The answer is that Hashem says they're going to be servants. It doesn't mean they're going to be tortured. It doesn't mean that they're going to be massacred. It doesn't mean that their babies are going to be thrown in the river. They went above and beyond what was forecast. V'davar baruhu ki ashlachas b'deyam l'ya'ar eina b'chlal v'avadam b'inu osam. Aval hi akirasam l'gamrei. And therefore, says the Ramban, There is no excuse. They have no defense, and because they went so overboard, this is what's going to happen to them. And in that context, he quotes our psukim as well. He quotes Sancherev. We had that earlier, where Yeshayahu HaNavi discussed that Sancherev also in Perek Yud did not act based on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, but and also after Sancherev, the Ramban says, let me just find it. The Amar Bo Sep Zura Yisrael Arayosi Dichu V'chulu Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel L'chein Ko Amar Hashem Enini Pokid HaMelech Bavel V'el Arsa Kacher Pakadi HaMelech Asher Hinei Zeraya Shenenash Melech Asher Al Arash Asel Yisrael V'hinei Nebuchadnezzar Shama says the Ramban Nebuchadnezzar heard Ki HaNaviim Pechad Karimo Solahach Rav Yerushalayim Nebuchadnezzar heard he was supposed to destroy Yerushalayim Hu V'chol Amod Itztavu Akach Mipi HaNavi. And he was told by the Nevi'im, Kamosha Kasav, Hinei Sholech Lechol HaKakhtichas, Kol Mishpachat Safonu Hashem, Vel Nebuchadnezzar, right, the Psukim say, that he was supposed to go. V'ksiv Hineni Nosein HaSeir HaZos B'yad Kastim, O'b'yad Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, V'tziso HaSeir Ba'esh, right, it said, that these are all Psukim in Yirmiyo. It forecasts it, V'heim Yodim Ki Mitzvah Hashemi, Kamosha Amar Nebuzradon L'Yirmiyo. Aye, so why would they punish? V'yafal Pikein says the Ramban, Nancho Akastim Kulam Basof, V'yazeb Ibn Shnei Ta'amim, two reasons. So Echad, Shigamu in this Kavin Lahashvid Kalaris Lahagdim Amshalto. He was doing it for his own Gaiva. And number two, V'hine Zeh Kancho Shol Sanchereth, Aval Hayib Melech Bavel Onish Acher. Not only that, not only was he doing it for his own kavod, but Hosif Alagzera, Vehera Li Yisrael Yoser Miod. Kamosha Amar Bo Katsafti Alami. And what does he quote? He quotes our pasuk. This is the pasuk that says he went overboard. Katsafti Alami, Chilalti Nachlasi, Vetnam Biadech, Lo Samt Lohem Rachamim, Alzokain, Echbata Ulech Maod. Vialkain, Ba Aleim Onesh Kaful, Umechupal. Shenishbad Zaro Lagamre. Velo Yi Labavel Shem, Vesher Nin Vanecha, Venishbada Iro Lo Olamim. Shenamar, Vaisa Babel Tzvi Mamlechet Tferes Gon Kazdim, Kama Pechas Elokim Estom Vesamora. Vechulu, as the psukim describe, that we had earlier and that we have here. So that's, they went above and beyond. We've had before also, we mentioned once or twice already in our discussions, the beautiful thought of the Be'er Yosef. The Be'er Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Misalant, in Parshas Va'era, where he describes talking about Paro, but it's the same problem. As the Ramban says, Paro in Mitzrayim, Sancherev in Asher, and Nebuchadnezzar in Bavel, they all were supposed to do what they did. Hashem forecast it with the Nevuah, but they all went beyond, and they did it for their own purpose. Maybe not Sancherev, he didn't succeed. But the others went beyond what they were supposed to do. And the Be'er Yosef says an idea. He says, why was the first simon, the first sign that Moshe Rabbeinu was told to show Paro a mate that changed to a snake? Why a stick changing to a snake? What's the connection? So explains the Be'er Yosef. Again, reading it in short, that mate is a staff. It's a stick. The stick cannot do anything more than what the holder of the stick does with it. So a mate is a tool. They were supposed to be, they, Mitzrayim, and Ashur, and Babel, were supposed to be tools of God, a mate. But instead, they weren't. Why? They turned themselves into snakes. What's a snake? The Gemara tells us in Baba Kama that a snake bites on its own. Even if a person, a snake next to their friend, is considered grama because the snake acts independently. That's the symbol of a snake. So that's what these people did. And that's what the Moshe was told to tell Paro. You think you're a mate, but you're really a nachash. You're really a nachash. You're acting independently. You're not fulfilling the word of God. And that's what happens here. Lo samt lahem rachamim. You didn't show them rachamim. I did what I had to do, says Hashem, but you should have shown them rachamim. And now the second phrase, al zakein, hechpadu lech ma'od, on the elders, you made it so difficult. The Rashi says, al hazakeinim, shloha yecholim lisbol torach, right, on people who couldn't handle the suffering. The Radak says, on the zakeinim, who you should have had more covet for, right, even the zakeinim, right, but what is this an example of? As we've seen throughout history, certain societies which think that once somebody gets too old to give to society, their life is not worth living anymore, and you might as well get rid of them. Rahman al-Islam, we saw this in the World War II, when the old men and the old women were just discarded, because what's the value of life if you can't do much, if you're old? We obviously don't hold it. We hold every single second of life is valuable, even if somebody's 95 years old, 119 years old, and they're a goses. The Shulchan Aruch says, and Shin Lamites and Yeridea, Gagoses, how are you, Kachai, Lachol Dvarav. A goses, somebody's about to die, we treat him as if they're alive. Again, what kind of superhuman natural measures So that's a question for the poskim and the rabbanim and the doctors together, determining what is considered allowing nature to take its course and what's considered helping somebody keep living and not doing something unusual. So that's a very complicated question, which every single case is different. But in the conceptual theoretical terms, every second of life is valuable, and we don't judge based on the quality of life. We have the quantity of light. And that's why if we touch anything, the Shulchan Aruch says, if we touch a goseis and make them die a second earlier, that's considered murder. If you close the eyes of a niftar, Shofech damim. And then the Rama talks about, Aser ligrom l'meisha yamas mehera. Kolo mishaya goseis zman arif lo yuchali pared. Hastening death is a problem. Removing, the Rama continues, removing an impediment to death, that's okay. Aval miyesham davar shegorim ikuv yitzias anefesh. Goat sheyesh samach lo'oso bayis kol dofeik. Somebody's chopping wood outside of a goseis window and they can't die because of that. Sheish melach haloshono v'chulu ma'akvim yitzias anefesh mutter lasiro. And that's the difficult yet important shaila of what's called an a hindrance to death, what's called a hindrance to life. But either way, Judaism does not believe in only having the quality of life, but also any amount of quantity of life is something that has to be valued, and that's what they didn't understand. Al zokin echbadta ulech maod. There's an interesting comment of the Baruch Sha'amar in his the Torah Tamim, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos on the Mishnah that says, which we discussed last parak. We spoke about the difference between seva and zikna, but at the end of that Mishnah it says, so what about the age 100 ben meya ki ilu meis va'avar ubatal mina olam. Pretty depressing line. When somebody's Adra Ki'ilu Meis, so the Baruch Sha'amar goes through here 30 examples, and he says they're just examples of Ki'ilus. And we know that Ki'ilu in Chazal does not mean mamish, exactly. Ki'ilu means somebody might feel like it's so hard when somebody's 100 and it's difficult and the body doesn't work well. V'chulu. So Matzinu Kama V'Kama Pamim B'Talmudu Ba'Gadoz B'Dimyon Davar L'Davar. But it's not an exact parallel. And you see it from here. Mispire, Bacher, that Shibi Urach al Derech Hafloga, Mekoshi Hachayim shall ben Mea, Veloki Ilu Meis Mamish, Shete Ishto Rashoi Lihinase, Vizelo Yitachin. It's impossible. And therefore we know from all the sources that we just mentioned as well. But he quotes many times Ki'ilu is just to give on a message, right? Call it Magado Yasam Yasoma, Ki'ilu Bato Peso, Ki'ilu Yoldo. Well, you don't have to have actual kids. If you could have, if you fill the mitzvah of Puravu, Kolam is Ga'e Ki'ilu Ovid of Arizara, Kol Adam Sheishbo Dea Ki'ilu Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yamav. And he quotes many. Kolam Motzi Zera Levatala Ki'ilu Shofech Damim. Right? You're going to put him to death? Right? So there's many different, there's messages. There's an extreme ideas to understand, but that's the Ki'ilu. We find many of these, and he goes through a couple of pages about this. The Baruch Sharma's commentary on Pirkei Avos is a fascinating commentary for those who have the chance to take a look at it. He always has unique comments on the Mishnah. We continue now back to the Psukim. Vatomri, still talking to Bavel. You say La Olam Yegeveret. I have nothing to worry about. Ad lo samte le alibech lo zacharta achrisa. You don't think about it. You don't know your acharis. What's the acharis? Tupshatim. Either you don't know the acharis, you don't realize there's scharva onish in the world. Number one. Number two. Others say the acharis. Your miyon avi already said. You know what your achris is going to be 70 years. That's all. So you don't realize that. Viata shimizos adina hayoshevas lavetach. Listen, oh, a delicate one that sits there, lavetach, so secure. Ha'omer bovava aniva afsiod. A modern phrase. You say it's just me. Aniva afsi. Loe shev almana v'loe edah shakol. There won't be any widow. I won't be a widow. I won't lose my children. The Malbim says, an almana is a reference to rebellions from within that kill the king and that destroy the malchus. So it's like an almana. The king is gone and the country is there. Shakol is an enemy from without. From outside, they come and they kill a lot of the soldiers. So you don't think you can have problems from within, from without, the Malbim says. V'tavona lach shtei eila rega b'yomechad. Shchov almon, you're going to have it in a second. One night, it's all going to take place. K'tumampo elayach. It's all going to come to you. Barov k'shafayach ba'atzmei chavarech mod. With all of your magicians and kshafim and everything you believe in, it's all going to happen in one night. What's the one night? The Radak says, the night that Baal Shatzar was killed. We know Baal Shatzar was the king after, rather it was Nebuchadnezzar, then Evel Merodach, then Belshazzar. Belshazzar was killed by Daryavish, the king of Paras Umadai. After Daryavish, Koresh was the king, right? That was the, he was the one that gave the Rishus to build the Beis HaMikdash again. It was stopped, then was Achashverosh in the Purim story, and then there was another Daryavish that allowed the continuation. But either way, Belshazzar was making a party. We talked about this already. He was making a party when he thought the 70 years were over. He took out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. He was killed that night in his bed, the night that he had a party. What was his miscalculation? Chazal tell us. He thought the 70 years of the Nevuah of Galus Bavel paralleled exactly the 70 years of Malchus Bavel. But that's not true. Malchus Bavel existed before the 70 years started. So even when the 70 years were up and he was killed, Bnei Yisrael still had a number of years before Galus Bavel was over. So it did not overlap, but that was his mistake. And the pasuk says here that none of the magicians, like we know from Mitzrayim, that the Chartumim, but all of these other powers that Bavel was into wouldn't work. I don't have time to go into it right now, but the Sefer HaChinuch in Dvarim talks about all these separate Isurim, what these are. Here in our pasuk, we have the Chavarayach, like Chover Chaver, but we have there in Parsha Shoftim, we have the Isur of Kisum, Lo Liksom. Kisum is trying to figure out the future. The Isur of Kishuf, Lo Yipzcha Ma'one Mechashef. Mechashef is using some of the dark forces. Chover Chover, charms and incantations. We discussed each of these in the mitzvah shiurim that we had. Ov, Yidoni, all of these are using certain powers or forces to be able to influence or just find out about the future. Some major machlokas b'shanim. Also, is there any truth to any of these, and you just shouldn't use it, or all of this is just foolish, and that's why it shouldn't be used? That's a machlokas, the Rambam, the Ramban. But here we Yeshayahu refers to it. What are you interested in all your magicians for? Vativtachi b'ra'aseich. You were so sure and confident in your evil. Amart ein ro'ani. Nobody sees me. Chachmaseich v'daitech. He shovavatech. You are wisdom. You think you're you know everything. The Malbim again says, there are two ways that somebody could do tshuva. Two motivational points. Number one is that I feel somebody's gonna see me. I don't wanna do it. And even after I did it, there's a conscience that I have. Says Bavel, neither. Amart ein ro'ani, nobody sees me. And number two, you're not going to have a conscience because you think you're the smartest ones. Chach maseich v'datech, whatever I did is correct. Vatomri b'libeich aniva apsiyot. Again, the same phrase. Says Yeshayo, uva alayach ra'a lo seidi shachra. It's going to come on you. You're not going to know the morning. You're not going to see light. Or others say it means a lash of tefillah. You don't know what it means to turn to God. Vatipal alayach hova lo tuchli kapra. There won't be a covering. Vesavo alayach pit'om sho'a lo tedoi. Things that you have never known. The tragedies that you have never known will all come to you. And now he just, as if to say, going back, you know, what happened to all of your sorcerers and future tellers beforehand? Pasuk Yud Gimel. Nil eit berovato soyach. You have become weary from all of your advice. Yamdu nov yoshiyuch. Let all of your advisors, you know, help you out. Hovre shamayim achoze bekochavim. The ones who see in the stars. Motiyim achadashim. Miyasha yavo alayach. All these things that they used to say to you. Rashi here quotes, you know, all those advisors are like ka'ofos halalu, shemitzafzafin, umagim ein yodim ama, like the birds. The birds are chirping. They don't know what they're chirping about. Again, on a deeper level, we know Shlomo HaMelech understood the chirping of the birds, but like chirping of a bird, we say just chirping. So that's what Rashi says, that's what they did. Kasha yavo elayach, it's like chirping. Hinei hayu kakash eserafatam. They're going to be, bubbles going to be like burned straw. Why dafka straw? Explains the Radak, explains the Malbim, straw, there's nothing left after it's burnt. There's not going to be anything left. You're not just going to be not a capital city anymore. You're not going to be any city. Bavel's going to be wiped out. Lo yatzilu as nafsham yalahava, ein gacheles lachmam. Ur l'sheves negdo. There's no coal. There's no fire for heat. There's no toeles. There's nothing left in the entire existence of God. It'll come to you what you worked hard. So charayach minu rayach. Ish leverto, everybody, all travelers and merchants will stop coming to you. Ein moshiach, there is no one to save you. So again, we have another parak relating to the downfall of Bavel, which wasn't even on the scene yet, but this is also to give us chizik, that all of those who have tortured us, who have been difficult and made our lives miserable, they will have get their just punishment at some point in the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge.